In the beginning of Parsha Shoftim, we read Shoftim v'Shoftim titelecho b'chol sharecho. And there's machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramban, what that mitzvah entails. The Rambam says that there's a mitzvah to appoint Shoftim in Eretz Yisrael b'chol ir v'ir kol plach u'plach. But in Chutz La'aretz, there's no mitzvah at all. Only b'chol sharecha. And the Ramban in Parsha Shlach initially agrees with this Rambam, but then he quotes a Gemara in Marcus and Daf Zayin, which seems to indicate not that way. So the Ramban holds that there's a mitzvah to appoint in Chutz La'aretz b'chol plach u'plach. The Lecha Mishnah and the Kesa Mishnah are bothered by this question which the Ramban poses from the Gemara and Marcus, and they change the gears in the Rambam that the Rambam holds also in that in Chutz La'aretz is a mitzvah to appoint b'chol plach u'plach, every province, and in Eretz Yisrael b'chol ir v'ir, each city. So the question I wanted to pose is this. The Rambam says in Perek Tes from Hilchas Melachim that there's a mitzvah on Ben Noach to appoint, including the mitzvah of Dinim, is to have Batei Dinim by Ben Noach b'chol plach u'plach. That's included in the mitzvah of Dinim. So if, according to the text that we have in the Rambam, that in Chutz La'aretz there's no obligation to appoint at all, that the mitzvah is only mitzvah in Eretz Yisrael, so how can it be that mi'ika midi, that by Noach be a chiv of b'chol plach u'plach, and by Yisrael should be less, that there's no obligation at all? How could it be that we're less than ben Noach? And this question can be posed against the Rambam also, Ramban, because Ramban says in the mitzvah, as I said in Shlach, and he says this is why Shechem, the people of Shechem, Uchai, Misa, and Shimon v'Levi killed them, is because they were over on Dinim, that they weren't done Shechem for the rape of Dina. And there he says that the mitzvah, when he defines the mitzvah of Dinim, he says it's to teach all the mitzvahs, Geneva and Oishik and so on. And also he says that there should be Batei Dinim b'chol ir v'ir. So, in terms of explaining this, I thought that the mitzvah of that there's a difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, because we can clear what's the nature of the mitzvah's din of appointing dayanim. Is it a mitzvah to appoint dayanim, or is it a mitzvah to have din? So in this respect, the Rambam thinks that the mitzvah of dinim is an obligation, only a governmental obligation, in terms when there's your malchus and the shilto. So by Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz, it's not. We don't have malchus there. The obligation is only in Eretz Yisrael. So according to the Rambam, there's no obligation of appointing dayanim in Chutz La'aretz. And the Ramban thinks maybe there are two halachas. One is halacha that there's an obligation to appoint dayanim, and in that respect, he thinks that applies by Ben Noach in Chutz La'aretz, even b'chol ir v'ir, because as I said, there they have the shilton. That's their malchus. So that's the obligation to set up a legal system with batei dinim. But Chutz La'aretz is not our malchus. Our malchus is only in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore in Eretz Yisrael, there's an obligation b'chol plach u'plach or b'chol ir v'ir. But the obligation of Ben Noach is because that's their malchus, and therefore Yisrael does not require that standard. According to the Ramban, though, there is a mitzvah in Chutz La'aretz to appoint b'chol plach u'plach, every province. But that's a loch not of appointing Dayonim. The mitzvah Dayonim, that's a loch of din, because there has to be justice, and therefore you have to have some remedy, some bate didim to be to appeal to, or and that those should also be able to direct people in Chutz La'aretz. But that obligation is called plach u'plach of every province. But in Eretz Yisrael, it's not just a loch of din, it's a loch of mini Dayonim. And therefore that requires b'chol ear v'ear. And similarly, in the Rambam, we could say that the Rambam, who doesn't require appointing Dayonim in Chutz La'aretz at all, according to the text that we have in the Rambam, which is a text the Ramban had, so that's because in Chutz La'aretz there's no Malchus, so therefore there's no obligation to appoint Dayonim. But as I said before, but by Noach there is an obligation, as the Rambam says in Perek Tes from Hilchas Melachim, because there that's their Malchus, and therefore that's part of the Mitzvah Dinim, that they're obligated to appoint B'chol Plach U'Plach.